The Mostly Modern Festival returns to Saratoga Springs for its fifth season, June 6th through the 21st at the Arthur Zancal Music Center on the Skidmore College campus. Co-founded by the husband and wife team, composer Robert Patterson and violinist Victoria Patterson, the festival emphasizes modern classical music paired with outstanding repertoire from the 20th century. The season brings 11 shows total, orchestral, vocal, and chamber concerts by festival and guest ensembles of all new music. The festival hosts the Modern Festival, Mostly Modern Festival Institute, a three-week intensive with a distinguished 50-member faculty for up to 30 composers and 100 instrumentalists, vocalists, and conductors. A lot going on over a few days in Saratoga Springs. We welcome Victoria Patterson, co-founder of the Mostly Modern Festival, to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
Wonderful. And it's so delightful to see you in the flesh. You know, I listen to you on the daily. So what a tremendous honor to see you in three dimensions.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm very glad you're here. And I'm very excited that this festival is once again taking place for the fifth season. They always say if you can get five under your belt, you're in pretty good shape. So
exactly.
Go you all.
Thank you. What a milestone, especially with the pandemic, you know, that happened for a couple years.
In the middle of all that nonsense.
Exactly.
So that is important to note. How did the whole idea come up of this being, first of all, something for mostly modern music, but also this idea of having an institute incorporated into it as well?
Well, my background is violin, and I played on Broadway for over 20 years. My husband, Robert, is a composer. I'm one of those people who loves really cheesy Broadway music and then really crazy modern music and everything in between. So we've lived in New York City for over 20 years. We got a tip from our a record producer. His two daughters went to Skidmore College, and the Arthur Zancal Music Center was made, I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you guys got to check this hall out. So I have to thank Mr. Adam Aveshouse out there, if he's out listening. Thank you, Adam, because I did not know how special that hall was.
One of the most beautiful venues I've ever seen. I've been lucky enough to be on its stage. It is extraordinary.
It is Carnegie Hall. I mean, it is that level. So how lucky we are in this area to have that. So that was the germinating beginning of that idea, because to run an institute in New York City, logistically, financially, just spiritually, it's such a beautiful place to be here in the summer.
Right.
And so it was just all the perfect ingredients to have an educational but also professional experience up here.
It's always easier when you have dorms around, isn't it?
It's so good. Thank you, Skidmore College. Thank you so much. It's such a great collaboration.
So what does it give those artists, those instrumentalists, those vocalists, those conductors? What opportunity does this give them?
So these are, I call them students, but really they're in their 20s, 30s. We have composers that, we have a composer that's 72 years old this year, 42. So they're full professional, young professionals or not so young. And it gives them an opportunity to play a Charles Ives that maybe they didn't get to do during the year, or experiment with Ludoslavsky, or try something new, world premiere, that maybe you don't do during the year. So it's this wonderful incubator where we can try out new works, try out things that maybe aren't always done. We're doing an Elliott Carter clarinet concerto this weekend, things that maybe are not always the standard Beethoven, Brahms, Bach. We get to experiment with that. And we're doing Debussy, Lemaire. We're doing standard 20th century works.
How many people do you think are going to go directly from the Belmont to...
You know what? That was so funny, because this Saturday night we have a Horses in Harmony concert. I even bought chocolates, my friends, so please come up. I bought chocolate-shaped horses. So if you buy a ticket for Saturday night at Zancal Hall, you get a free chocolate.
You know, it's all about the marketing and the cross-promotion, right?
So we'll see. It's funny because, yes, we do not have high-selling tickets for this Saturday night. But my gosh, the people people that are coming, they were going to be super fans.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way. But it's the whole thing is good for the city. But this is what you're doing is great for the city, and it goes through the 21st. Just give us a sketch as to what will be happening over that period of time. Basically 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually almost three, so that's exciting. Yeah. And our kickoff is this Thursday at Cafe Lena, almost sold out. So hurry up, get those tickets. And then we have three orchestra concerts every weekend. This Sunday is an orchestra concert at 3 p.m. with David Amato. That's the Debussy Lemaire that I was speaking of. Next weekend, we have an orchestra concert with Ankush Kumar Ball. He is an Indian-American conductor who conducts in Iowa, but from San Francisco. So it's a very interesting program. And then our very last, I'm just going to jump to the last. There's so many things. We have a string quartet. We have so many wonderful concerts. We have a vocal program. But the very last concert on June 21st is Maestro Joanne Folletta from the Buffalo Philharmonic. Robert's from Buffalo, New York. I'm from Rochester, New York. We have a house in Saratoga Springs. So it's a beautiful synergy with Joanne Folletta coming. This is her third year coming to the festival. So she's going to end the program with Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. It's going to be very special.
Very special.
Yeah.
I just want to note that you can go to mostlymodernfestival.org and see the entire schedule and plan your events accordingly and figure out what you want to go to and what you would like to hear and all kinds of options there. So it's June 6th through the 21st, and just go to mostlymodernfestival.org. The putting together of the program, I assume, is something that takes months to figure out the logistics of all of this.
Yes, it's and even sometimes in the case years, because conductors need to know.
Right.
You can't just hire these wonderful conductors a couple months before. But then, of course, it's a mad rush just getting it all together. And we are doing world premieres, so there is that very fresh element. We don't have the Beethoven score for you to study for 2 years. So people we just started yesterday and people are diving in today. It's a wild, ride. So
I have nothing to do with the festival, but I get anxious thinking that people are coming together a few days before and will rehearse and put on a show hours later. That stuns me.
Well, that's what's so great about professionals and the top level artistry that we have.
Oh,
we,
right, we, the talent.
Yeah, we have some talent here. But it is a wild ride. We put it together, three rehearsals and a dress, and here we go. And that's part of also for the learning that, in the real world, you're not going to get 3 months to study a score and, just luxuriate. You have to boom, boom.
So for you and for your husband, do you get to enjoy it in the sense of it? Does that come later, or is there an in the moment you can sit back and sort of watch and say, oh, look what we did?
I think I'm going to I was thinking about that. Like, am I going to be all teary eyed this year? It's the fifth season. Am I going to be so busy? I don't even care. How am I going to feel? I listened to the Aaron Copland the other day just on YouTube, and I just broke down crying because I'm like, wow, what that piece is. It's the second time that piece has been played in Saratoga Springs since its premiere. And the first time it was played was only in 2019 with the Philadelphia Orchestra. So I was very emotional listening to my YouTube rendition of Appalachian Spring. I play in the orchestra, so
right.
I'm sweating bullets a little bit. I don't know if I can get that emotional because I'm trying to count and do a good job. The other concerts, I get to sit in the audience. I have my wine, my beer. I'm much more having a great time. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have a great time.
We have 30 seconds. Is there anything we have left out?
Just please go to the website, mostlymodernfestival.org. We have beer, wine before every show. Please enjoy this wonderful hall. If you haven't checked it out, it's not even a mile from the downtown Saratoga Springs.
Absolutely gorgeous.
We're so grateful to all of you supporting us for 5 years, and come check out our show.
Mostlymodernfestival.org. Victoria Patterson, best of luck.
Thank you so much.